Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
We need to give Beck a little bit of space because she has been choking on a corn chip. There we go.
Sorry.
How are you feeling now?
Not great. Like, you know when you sort of inhale it?
Mm-hmm. You've got tears coming down your face.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, she's really struggling.
Sorry,
I can tell your story from the headline if you want.
Sure. Because
I don't know anything else. All I know is that someone is stealing someone else's cat.
You give it a go. No, I'll try.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Well, no need to get emotional.
I can't help it. People know this. Like, when you breathe in food.
Yeah.
And then you can't stop coughing.
Yeah. It's made for chewing, not breathing.
Oh, I don't know what I did. Anyway, breathed it in, obviously, and I'm still crying.
No, this is going to make the story so much better. Throughout it, if you could let out a tear and somehow show that through sound, that would be amazing.
Tear. I'll just say that.
Okay.
Okay, so a woman is furious because her neighbour keeps stealing her cat after she asked her not to.
So the next...
So the woman is anonymous. Let's call her Jane.
Jane.
Jane claims that she could see her cat through the window of a local family who keeps letting the pet into their home. So she posted it on a website. She's like, it is obvious that her neighbours are letting the cat in on purpose. And she does understand, you're in the summer. It's difficult when, you know, windows are open and things like that. But she's like, my children are upset that our cats, you know, just... doesn't want to be with us anymore, has to be lured back into their house with food, and the neighbours have said they're not feeding him, so obviously this cat just prefers the other family. Yeah,
it's cleaner.
It's so much nicer, no one's pulling my tail.
It's the worst, like, fair enough, if your cat disappears, it doesn't come back, like, it's sad, but the fact that he's looking at you through the window.
Like taunting them, like,
oh,
yeah,
that is
I'm
the
here.
Yeah. Clean your act up or I'm not coming back.
Clean my kitty litter. It's unacceptable. But she did then go on to say, she's like, am I being unreasonable to feel annoyed about this? Or should I just go around again and ask them to ignore my cat? Or am I being precious?
Well, it's hard. If they are not, and how do you prove it? I don't know. But if they're not luring it in with food, what do? The cat wants to be in their house.
I know. Do you just go, all right, the cat's yours now. You obviously just chosen you over us.
Or you just go, this is beautiful. I've halved my food bill.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you just... Yes.
Share the cat.
Share the cat, Jazeel.
Hashtag share the cat.
Hashtag share the cat.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.